This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, October 9th, 2013. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, Roby Brock sits down with Jim Guy Tucker and Ed Bethune. The two former congressmen offer their thoughts on the partial federal government shutdown. And we learn more about Holiday Island's centralized water and sewer system.
Plus, plans to develop a Northwest Arkansas Regional Bicycle and Pedestrian Master Plan are beginning to take shape. Also, the musical duo Brickfields, who just won the Ozark Blues Society's Blues Challenge, stops by the Furman Garner Performance Studio.
But first, the Arkansas Department of Health, the Arkansas Department of Education, and local school districts across the state are offering flu vaccines to children in grades kindergarten through 12th. The vaccines will be offered beginning this week and will continue for the next several months. State epidemiologist Dirk Haslow with the Health Department says the vaccine is not required but highly recommended because the flu has such negative impacts.
It infects, sickens, and kills more people than all other vaccine preventable diseases combined. The number of deaths varies widely every year from the flu. On an average year, it's about 25,000 people a year across the United States die from the flu.
The vaccine is free of charge, but each child is required to have a signed consent form from the Arkansas Department of Health and the school district before they can be vaccinated.
The partial shutdown of the federal government continues into its second week, and the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality is being affected by that shutdown. Teresa Marks is the head of the department, which has 379 employees. Of those, Marks says 92 were furloughed when the shutdown began more than a week ago.
We were able to actually draw down some money that we weren't sure we were going to be able to get from the federal level, which allowed us to bring back some of those. So now we're at 58 furloughed employees, which is still a very grave concern to us because certainly it's a very serious matter for those folks who are on leave without pay.
Mark says many engineers and workers in the legal division are among those that are still furloughed.
It's certainly affecting the day-to-day activities. There are certain things that are just going on hold that we are simply not able to get to.
The ADEQ isn't the only environmental agency being affected by the shutdown. The Environmental Protection Agency is also severely hampered by the partial federal shutdown. Yesterday, Arkansas Attorney General Dustin McDaniel submitted a letter to U.S. Representative Tim Griffin imploring the congressman to speak with the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, and congressional leadership to reopen the government. In the letter, the Attorney General stated the shutdown of the EPA, other federal agencies, and the ADEQ are negatively impacting a pending lawsuit against the Exxon Mobil Corporation for its role in the Mayflower oil spill earlier this year.
Fayetteville aldermen next week will consider creating an energy improvement district in the city. Peter Nierengarten, the city's director of sustainability and strategic planning, told aldermen yesterday the District of Columbia and 31 states have enacted legislation allowing property-assessed clean energy, or PACE, financing programs for property owners.
Earlier in 2013, the Arkansas legislature passed PACE enabling legislation. The governor signed it into effect. That legislation essentially allows municipalities or groups of municipalities or even the state as a whole to create energy improvement districts that would allow for energy financing of renewable energy, energy efficiency, and water conservation projects. The beauty of PACE is that it allows a real property owner to borrow money to do an energy improvement on their property and then repay that improvement as part of an assessment on their property taxes.
Nierengarten says because property taxes are paid annually, it is considered a secure way to finance a loan, allowing property owners to get a lower interest rate and to draw out of the period of the loan. The ordinance that will be considered next week will establish the Energy Improvement District in Fayetteville and a host of other things.
And that would be the first in the state of Arkansas under that enabling legislation that our legislature passed. It would allow that Energy Improvement District to manage PACE, Property Assessed Clean Energy, or other energy financing programs. It would establish a board of directors, a 7-person board of directors, which is the requirement under that state enabling legislation. And it lays out the terms for other cities to join our district if they so chose down the road.
Nierengarten says the Energy Improvement District would be legally and financially independent from the city, as cities are prohibited by the state constitution from issuing bonds for the benefit of any corporation or private individual.
Also in Fayetteville, road work today is resulting in a few closed streets. City crews are replacing a stone culvert on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard between Block and South College Avenues. Crews will also replace sections of street, sidewalk, and curbing as part of the project. The section of the street will be closed through October 18th. Drivers are asked to use South School Avenue, 15th Street, and East Huntsville Road as a detour of the area. City street crews have also begun an overlay project on Gregg Avenue between Prospect and North Streets. Parts of Gregg Avenue will be closed during the project. Detours are in place, though drivers will still be able to access their driveways. The overlay project expected to be complete by October 18th.
Arkansas home sales rose during the first 8 months of the year compared to the same period in 2012. According to the CityWire, home sales through August totaled 13,916 in the state's four largest metro areas. That increase of more than 12% was pushed higher by a more than 21% gain in August home sales. In the Northwest Arkansas, Fort Smith, Jonesboro, and Central Arkansas markets, total sales were worth $2.35 billion. An increase of nearly 17% from the same period in 2012.
Clear tonight. Lows from the mid-40s in northwest Arkansas to lower 50s for the Arkansas River Valley. Sunny tomorrow. Highs from 77 to 82. Mostly clear tomorrow night. A little bit warmer. Lows from 52 to 56.